Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, January the 28th, 2021. Thank you for being here. A lot to get to today. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Chicago's mayor, despite big talk before, has now folded completely to the teachers' union in the nation's third largest district. I've been told administrators they would defy an order and not return to the classroom. Number two, thousands of National Guard troops remain on the ground in Washington, D.C., and Americans want to know why. We were told they were there to protect the rioters from the rioters of violence, but they continue to stay there for weeks on end. And number one, making good on yet another threat to destroy jobs and hammer America's economy. Another executive order handed down, this time to place a moratorium on federal leases on federal land for oil and gas. Could cost as many as a million jobs across America, maybe more. Oil workers, the most threatened species in America today. Energy workers. Well, that and police, people that believe they still have the right to speak out and say something different. Joe Biden doesn't care. He doesn't care about any of this. He says now is the time to be active. There's time for action, he says. If a few million jobs get sacrificed along the way, well, you should sell solar panels or install windmills. Not that you know anything about that. And at the age of 60, let's say you're the age of 60. You've been building pipes for your entire adult life, 35 years, since you were 25. You make 150 grand a year because you're a union member and it's a good high-paying job, and you have skills because you can weld and fit and create and build. But you can be an installer for solar panels and get started tomorrow. That job starts on average at $40,000 a year. What's the big deal? So it's a $110,000 pay cut. So what? Think about the good you're doing for the planet. You're a good human being for taking a $110,000 pay cut. Good for you. Oh, and by the way, we'll probably give you a government check along the way. Will $2,000 get you through the year? We'll give you some extra unemployment, too, maybe $300 a week. Will that get you through the year? You see how ridiculous it is? And to watch John Kerry, a guy worth $500 million, parade around and talk down his nose to the peasants is more than galling. John Kerry, the failed presidential candidate, who was swift voted for his dishonesty during the 2004 presidential campaign. John Kerry, who married into the Heinz fortune, he's going to be the one to tell us what we need to do. Oh, but did I mention? John Kerry and his family still have a private Learjet. Its carbon fingerprint every time it takes off more than all the cars in your driveway combined for a year. And that's just one flight. So John Kerry can travel about by Learjet, but it's urgent that you stay home and use a bicycle or don't leave home at all. Just mask up and hide in the basement. It's for the good of everyone. Excuse me, I have to go get on a Learjet now. Thank you, John. You're such an inspiration. Let's go to bite three from the hapless John Kerry. Climate czar. Climate czar. Go.
With respect to those workers, no two people are more in this room are more concerned about it. And the president of the United States has expressed in every comment he has made about climate the need to grow the new jobs that pay better, that are cleaner. That, I mean, you know, you look at the consequences of black lung for a miner, for instance, and measure that against the fastest growing job in the United States before COVID. Was solar power technician. The same people can do those jobs, but the choice of doing the solar power one now is a better choice. Similarly, you have the second fastest growing job pre-COVID was wind turbine technician. This is happening. 70% of all the electricity that's come online in the United States in the last few years came from renewables.
By the way, he's right about that. I looked it up. I fact-checked him. Those are the two fastest-growing jobs. Now, there weren't very many, so to say that they're the fastest-growing, they've doubled, they've tripled. It's an irrelevant number. But here is what is a relevant number. Entry-level positions our $40,000 in solar, just a little bit more in wind, not quite 50. And again, these jobs that are being sacrificed pay double that and triple that. But that's okay. This is the better choice now. A better choice for whom, Mr. Kerry? A better choice for whom? For that family in Pennsylvania that will be losing their house soon? For those families on the Canadian border who won't be able to stay and will have to sell and move away because everything that they've worked for 20 years has been taken away? For whom is it a better choice, Mr. Kerry? You? A person whom money has never been a concern? Or for your wife? Where money has never been a concern at all because she was born wealthy? How dare you stand there and look down your nose at America and tell us what we need to do and should do, because these sacrifices are okay. You've never sacrificed in your adult life since coming back from overseas, Mr. Kerry. You're worth tens of millions of dollars. You're just part of the problem, sir. You are just part of the problem, and you don't realize it. You and your other windbag elitists are what the MAGA movement was all about. It wasn't about Donald Trump. He just happened to be the guy that showed up and let everybody on. It's about the forgotten, the passed over, the ignored, the deplorables, the people in the oil fields of Texas and Louisiana, the guys working to frack and pay family wages, put food on the table in New Mexico and Colorado. That's who it is, Mr. Kerry. I know you don't care because you don't care about these people. Why would you, as you go home to your feather bed? This kind of behavior is what will push on this movement. It's the reason that Donald Trump will remain a viable political force come 2022 and beyond, because of your arrogance, your sanctimonious behavior toward the rest of the country. That's what will drive us on. We will not be ignored and pushed aside. What we believe matters. What we care about matters. And you, sir, are not of importance to us. We don't take you seriously, and how could we? Meanwhile, Senator John Barrasso hammered Joe Biden's selection for energy secretary. Another sanctimonious politician, Jennifer Granholm. Go to bite five. Listen to Senator, former Governor Granholm. Go, bite five.
In 2016, you stated that U.S. should, quote, do everything we possibly can to keep fossil fuel energy in the ground. Do you stand by those remarks? Or want to comment related to that?
Yeah. I think it is important that as we develop fossil fuels, that we also develop the technology to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Yeah, we've done that, Governor. America has been going down in greenhouse gas emissions since 2005, 2007 at the latest, depending on who you ask. Fact of the matter is, we are the cleanest, greenest, industrialized nation on planet Earth. China, not so much, but they're getting ready for war, so let them go. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Car number 7 is pulling into the pit.
Team, I want peak performance. Let's go over my diabetes checklist.
Start taking action now for diabetes.
Medication.
Got them. And my insulin supplies.
Exercise. Check at least 30 minutes most days.
Blood sugar level? On target.
Diet?
Eating healthy.
And your A1C is under control.
Keeping your blood pressure and your cholesterol in the zone is also important.
Check. How am I doing?
Your numbers are looking good. You're good to go.
Thanks, team.
Whoa, look at number 7 racing out of the pit.
Managing diabetes, including controlling blood sugar, is a team effort. Keeping your body at its peak performance requires a plan that's right for you. Take the wheel and start taking action now for diabetes. For more information, visit standfordiabetes.org. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of TCOYD made possible with support from Sanofi Aventis U.S.
Calling all Bridge Card holders. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? It's smart to buy locally grown produce because as time passes, fruits and vegetables lose some of their nutritional value. The quicker it can get from the farmer's field to your dinner table, the better. It's also more affordable to buy produce in season. The freshest, healthiest produce is available now at your local farmer's market. And many Michigan farmers markets now accept Bridge Cards, making it easier for more families to make the healthy choice. Learn more at MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.